Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a Father's Day edition of the We Are podcast on the DK Pittsburgh Sports Podcasting Network. This is your host, as always, Jared Pregarden, and I would be remiss if I didn't mention thanking each and every dad out there for you, even the moms that play dads. Thank you, as always, for being the fathers that we all want you to be and all need you to be. And a special thank you to my dad, wherever he might be. He passed away in 2012 of cholangiocarcinoma. So Father's Day is always something that is near and dear to my heart as I, you know, process my life and go through my life without my dad by my side, where I can't text or communicate or whatever. But I know that he's with me somewhere, and he's, you know, maybe he's listening to this podcast. Now, obviously, it probably doesn't count as a download or a subscription. But at the same time, I hope that he hears my voice, and I hope that he knows that I will forever love him. You know, a quick story about my father. He was a union electrician for the IBEW Local 5. If there's anybody listening there, it'd be a perfect opportunity for a sponsorship of this podcast. But he was one of the electricians selected to or hired to put to wire the closing of the Mount Nittany side of the stadium at Beaver Stadium back when they did their renovations. So it's always cool for me to go back to Penn State each and every you know, home game for the Nittany Lions and know that, you know, my dad had a part in building that stadium. Now, I'm not trying to get too sentimental here before we get into talking about the different things that plague the Penn State quarterbacks. But it's just one of those things that make that, just that experience, just a little bit more special as we navigate through everything. So thank you again to all dads. I wish you a happy Father's Day. And now let's get into the first part of a series as we get into and lead up to camp. And this talking about different position groups throughout the Penn State football program. First up, we've got the quarterbacks. That right now is the position of concern for the Nittany Lions. On the skill side, running backs are okay. They're deep. Offensive line, I think they're going to be okay this year. Wide receivers, they return everybody. So offensively, that's where we're looking at. And tight end as well. You know, there aren't very many issues there. But the quarterbacks are who lead the offense and who need to continue their upward trajectory. Something that Sean Clifford struggled to do last season. So, yeah, we can talk. We can and we will probably talk about the quarterback position till we're purple or blue in the face. And you know what? To be perfectly honest with you, at times Sean Clifford made us white in the face with the way that his play was last season. Now, in 2019, that wasn't the case. He was, you know, he led that Penn State offense under Ricky Ronnie with Journey Brown and KJ Hamler to bigger and better things, to a Cotton Bowl victory. You know, they won a New Year's Six game, a bowl game. So the potential is there for Sean Clifford. The talent is there. It's just trying to get to that. Now, I think that he struggled last year because it was his fourth system in as many years, and now it's his fifth system in his 5 years, or fourth system in 5 years. So, you know, that's a lot, and that's a lot to put mentally on a quarterback who's just now getting to be a starter after the 2019 season, you know, coming in, taking over Trace McSorley, who went to the NFL. So Clifford can play the position. He's proven that before, but it's got to be consistent. You need consistency out of that position. And let's be real. Penn State was not good for the first five games of the season. You know, they came up a couple inches short against Indiana, and that was kind of it. They lost Noah Kane on the first drive of the season. You know, before that, they lost Journey Brown. That's a lot to lose, you know, as you go into the first week of the year. And then try to get through it, and you obviously can't stay away from the injury bug. So there's that. But, you know, with that came, you know, they had Clifford and Levis last season. Well, Levis now is at Kentucky. So that consistent, that competent backup in Levis, you know, obviously now they're not going to be running a two-quarterback system, which they did last year out of both necessity and out of just beating it into the ground. You know, there's nothing quite like watching a quarterback run 17 times, you know, before throwing a pass. So, listen, they can ditch that out of their system. All right. Now they have, you know, we don't know what we've gotten in the backup. You know, you're growing up playing football, it was always, you know, yeah, you're good with your ones and your twos, but it's about your threes and your fours. That tells you how deep and how competent your football team is. So if Tyquan Roberson is a capable backup, that's great. We have this, the sample size is just not there. Even as Penn State was getting beat, you know, he still didn't see the field very much. It was more Clifford and Levis. So now it's Tyquan Roberson's time to shine, and I think that's exactly what he needs. That's exactly, you know, if Penn State's able to make that work, I think that's great. But also, you know, you have some options going forward, too, in Christian View. Now, let's talk about him, because he just got charged with possession of marijuana. Listen, we all make mistakes. Young kids make mistakes. He's from Canada. That's not an excuse for anything, but things are different there than they are here. Now, it's something to learn from, so that's something that you have to pay attention to, I think, moving forward. He's a freshman. He enrolled in January, so that's an issue. You know, he was getting third-team reps, some second-team reps during spring practices. You know, he's a guy that can come in and maybe compete for that backup spot right away. Now, this is a significant setback for him. He's been charged with the misdemeanor, according to a report this week by the Center Daily Times out of State College. So, listen, that's not what you need. And this very rarely happens under James Franklin at Penn State. So, it was a shock more than anything. So, I mean, listen, how James Franklin and the team handled this, obviously, VU's got to handle this through the court of law in University Park. So that's an issue, too, that they have to kind of be wary of. But how James Franklin and company deal with this, you know, is going to be determined, whether he has to sit out a game. And I don't know what that, you know, let's be real. As a third-string quarterback, if you sit out a game, you're really not missing anything. It's not like he can get benched. It's not like he's probably going to be the starter. So I'm very interested to see what the punishment for VU is going to be. But, you know, it's just one of those situations where, you know, you're in the wrong place at the wrong time. You're doing the wrong thing. That's not what James Franklin preaches. That's not what Penn State preaches to their players. So, you know, getting him back on track, listen, say what you want about marijuana. It's just one of those situations where you have to do the right thing. You have to put yourself in the right position. So, you know, when according to the report, he was charged this past Monday, you know, with possession of marijuana. It was found when a university police officer, you know, went through his room. So, you know, what was he doing to make them search through his room? So obviously there's something there that forced them to do that. Now he's, according to the CDT, he's got a hearing July 21st. So, who knows what's going to happen there. I think he's going to get some ARDs and do some community service and a fine. I don't think that it's anything really to worry about as far as the legal system goes. It's his first offense that we're aware of here. So that's not what Penn State needed, especially at quarterback, a position that's kind of, you know, a lack thereof of as far as depth goes. Not necessarily depth, but quality depth, because we just don't know. Obviously, he's a true freshman. And obviously Roberson has been there, but he's not seen the field very often. Now, what they have coming up, you know, coming up through in this next class, in the 2022 class, could be potentially solid for the Nittany Lions moving forward. They have Bo Perbula and Drew Aller, who we talked about last week. You know, they both shut down their recruiting this week. They're you know, the Penn State's new thing is being 107% committed. It's a little less than 110% committed, but it plays off of 107,000 fans in Beaver Stadium every Saturday in the fall, which is something that will happen this year. Penn State is going to be opening Beaver Stadium up to fans. I would imagine that the tailgate lots will be open too at $40 a pop for your car. You can tailgate with your friends. But, you know, when we come back in the next segment, we're going to talk about the potential of another team calling Beaver Stadium home in the next few years, or what could come of that. So when we catch you on the flip side, we'll talk about that. But until then, let's take a short break.
Hey, it's Kaylee Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome back to the We Are Podcast on the DK Pittsburgh Sports Podcasting Network. This is your host, Jared Prubar, and I thank you, as always, for tuning in. Now, before our break, we'd said about Penn State and Beaver Stadium potentially hosting another team. We're not talking about the men's soccer team or the U.S. national team or any team like that. We're talking about an NFL team in the Buffalo Bills. Now, let's be real. Is that logistically possible? Maybe. Will it happen? Probably not, but it's fun to kind of think about. Buffalo, if you're unfamiliar with the Buffalo Bills and really Buffalo Athletics, Buffalo and the Bills and the Sabres are owned by the Pegula family, who funded and created the men's and women's ice hockey programs at Penn State. They donated over $100 million to that cause and building the Pegula Ice Arena and establishing the two programs, which have quickly risen to national prominence. I'm getting all tongue-tied over Penn State hockey, which is a first for me. But, so there's that connection with the university. Now, Buffalo is planning on building a new stadium in Orchard Park, New York, which is where they call home now. At Highmark Stadium, it used to be New Era Field until this season, and prior to that, you know, it was Ralph Wilson Stadium. So they're building a new stadium, and that project can take 3 to 5 years, depending on a multitude of different things. And winters in Buffalo are far from ideal or far from fun. So it should take about 3 to 5 years. Well, the issue with that is the Buffalo Bills lease with Highmark Stadium. We're not talking about the one on the south side in Pittsburgh, but the one in Orchard Park. That lease runs out in 2023. Well, if, say, the construction gets started tomorrow, it's 2021. Well, if this takes 3 to 5 years to complete, there's a potential, there's one or two seasons where, as of right now, Buffalo would be homeless. So that's where Beaver Stadium comes into play. Now, obviously, you have the Eagles on the one side of the state and the Steelers on the other side of the state. So a lot has to happen from the NFL's perspective for this to work. Now, the ideal situation is the lease gets extended until the stadium is built. That's the best case scenario. The worst case scenario is it expires in 2023 and Buffalo has to find a home. Well, you could look to Syracuse and play in the Carrier Dome. Now, obviously Buffalo, you know, one of the things about Highmark Stadium is they are an open air stadium, so they're an outdoor stadium. I don't know that the Bills would necessarily prefer to play in a dome, but I think Syracuse needs to be talked about as a potential landing option. Now, they've talked about Toronto as well, but Beaver Stadium is about 4 hours away from Orchard Park, New York, in University Park, PA. So we could go from Orchard Park to University Park. That fits too. So it's about, you know, 4 hours to a little less than 200 miles. So logistically, that's not necessarily a bad drive or bad travel arrangements whatsoever. Now, you know, Beaver Stadium is an outdoor stadium. I would honestly, the more that I think about this, I think about Buffalo Bills and the Bills Mafia tailgating in Penn State tailgating lots in the dead of winter. And I think about how much fun that could potentially be. You know, obviously tailgating at Beaver Stadium and the surrounding areas is a great time for those involved. But I think that could be fun. But it's possible. Now the Eagles and the Steelers would have to sign off on it. And I don't think that's the case. Now, let's be real. We're talking hypotheticals here. The Pegula family's relationship with University Park, or with everybody in the community at Penn State and University Park, is second to none. They have the money. They have the capital. This is a situation that can help both programs, both the Bills and the Nittany Lions. You know, Beaver Stadium is slated for renovations. That, you know, listen, every little bit helps. Whether you donate money to the alumni club, through the Nittany Lion Club, through any way, you know, or to the program, You know, there's money that needs to be had. You know, take the burden off of the university. And Beaver Stadium does need renovated. That's not, you know, I don't think that's up for the debate. But this could help. This could help with revenues. I don't know how they would split it, but what the fee would be to rent Beaver Stadium for those games or however long. Or, you know, the tailgate lots too. You know, it's $40 a pop, like I mentioned, for Penn State games. So, or it was last time they had fans. So that $40 is, like, you obviously, if you have 100,000 fans, you know, that's a quite a significant sum of money. And day of, you know, it could be even more. So, and plus RVs and everything. Now, logistically, you know, it's not a bad drive. It's not bad travel, whatever. The Bills could, I'm sure, fly into University Park Airport. But, you know, then it gets into the scheduling conflicts. Well, what happens when Penn State plays Ohio State on a Saturday night and Buffalo plays, the Steelers at 1 o'clock the next day? You know, I'm sure the NFL and, you know, Big Ten and whoever needs to talk would come up with something, some sort of plan. I think the Beaver Stadium turf could hold it. I don't think that, you know, James Franklin would be it would be ideal for him to have his to play on turf that's banged up. I mean, we see what Pitt and Heinz Field, how that field looks, and how that, you know, how that situation goes year after year with the field conditions. So there's that. Now, you know, you look at there are 110,000 fans. That means people that need hotels, they need places to stay, Airbnbs, you know, and that trickles all the way down to Altoona, where I'm from. Or where I'm located. So, you know, that effect and that impact is felt all the way down here and even probably even a little further than that. So that is an issue too, because guess what? If let's say for that hypothetical, Penn State is playing Ohio State. Well, their hotels are going to be sold out within 100 miles of Beaver Stadium. Well, if Pittsburgh and the Bills play the next day, those hotels aren't going to be able to take those people. So that would come in for a weekend or something like that. So that would create a logistical nightmare. Now, I think that they would be able to figure something out, you know, like Pitt and the Steelers do for the Bills and the Nittany Lions. So, I mean, listen, it's fun to talk about. I don't think that it's going to happen, but it would be neat. And I think it would be a good marriage between the Bills and the, you know, and Penn State and the football program and the university. Because, listen, you get 110,000 people in a NFL football game, and it's very possible that they don't sell out or any type of crowd or capacity like that. I think has the potential to be really cool in a really cool environment. And Buffalo Bills fans, I think, are one of the more unique fan bases throughout sports. You know, they talk about Beaver Stadium hosting Winter Classics or hosting a Pittsburgh Pirates or Stadium Series games, and you know, anything is possible. And, you know, the Pagula is the biggest thing when they created the high ice hockey program at Penn State was they want to make it better for Penn State or for the state of Pennsylvania, for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. They want to make hockey better known. Now, obviously, there are certain people in Pittsburgh that don't agree and don't do that. But, you know, that's one of the big reasons is growing the game of ice hockey. You know, could Beaver Stadium host those things? Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that might make things a little bit easier to have that happen because then the stadium doesn't get winterized. But that's a little, you know, that's something we can talk about at a later date. But, you know, it's fun to think about. Too many things have to happen for this to be possible. But like I said, it's something that's out there. Santa Barbara will meet with the media or should be meeting with the media next month at Media Days for the Big Ten. So it'll be interesting to see if this question is brought up, but that's, you know, that's something that is unique in this kind of dead period of news and analysis that is something that caught our eye, you know, here at DK Pittsburgh Sports, because you never really see the Bills and Penn State brought up in the same sentence unless it's a player, but you know that's a possibility somewhere down the line. Maybe we'll see a Buffalo Bills game at Beaver Stadium. Maybe we'll see, you know, a Buffalo Sabres game at Beaver Stadium against the Penguins or the Flyers or somebody. You know, they've already played the Penguins at the Pagula Ice Arena. So, you know, that relationship is established. So it'll be interesting to see how this plans out. Like I said, I don't think that this is going to be a very big deal. But Anything can happen in this day and age, so we'll see what happens moving forward. But until then and until next week, this has been Jared Pregar on the We Are Podcast on DK Pittsburgh Sports Podcasting Network. I will catch you next week, and I hope you have a safe and healthy week, and enjoy your time.